Technology has always been part of fashion. Some of the major designers in the world have been the first pioneers of new materials. And those designers who understand new materials are the ones who come with new creations. I would like to say that what we do is to, we would like to manipulate fibers using nanoscale methodology so they behave in ways that they don't usually behave. If you think of a cotton, you think it's a very comfortable material. We place very small nanoparticles on the surface of the cotton so we can convert that cotton that will feel like cotton, will twist like cotton, but will have this unique property that is achieved by controlling this nanoscale phenomena. For example, I can put nanoparticles of silver or copper, and those will be able to kill bacteria. We also develop new molecules that are able to capture gases. We can capture some of those gases and decompose them to create a much cleaner environment. So imagine you have carpets, you have drapes, you have furniture inside your building that, in addition to function as a furniture, will also clean the air. So the air inside buildings is a very serious problem, and the first thing that comes to your mind of New York is a building, buildings. So if we can make those building environments safer and healthier by using materials that are functional, that will behave like the traditional materials but have these new unique properties, then we will have a much cleaner, healthier, and safer environment. It is absolutely imperative to work in a multidisciplinary environment to achieve these things. You need to work with chemists, with physicists, with mathematicians, with designers, with people that do human behavior, human analysis, because you need to get input from all these different aspects. Humans, we are multidisciplinary by nature. So if we want to improve the condition of the human being and their environment, we have to have a multidisciplinary approach.